International Joint Efforts Against AIDS.
The uniting of the world around the AIDS epidemic is without prior example. As the number of AIDS cases around the world rapidly increases, nations are showing great focus in battling this common enemy, attacking rich and poor countries the same. By 1989, almost every nation on Earth had established a program educating its people about AIDS. According to Jonathan Mann, director of the World Health Organization's WHO International Program on AIDS. At that time, 143 countries had reported one or more AIDS cases. In addition to national AIDS programs, working together internationally has begun. Through open exchanges of scientific facts, as well as support of international organizations, such as the World Health Organization, all nations can join efforts to fight against this life-threatening disease. According to the WHO, this international effort has produced two critical developments. First, there is an amazing level of worldwide focus, using world scientists and international sharing of human and economic resources to fight AIDS. Second, the work of governments, organizations, and businesses has been followed by the very high activity of people, as singles, families, and communities. The influence of AIDS. The rise of acquired immune deficiency syndrome, AIDS, around the Earth has represented a major challenge to medical progress, both in developed and in less developed countries. The past 40 years saw great success in the control of spreading diseases and great strides toward achieving health for all by the year 2000, a major WHO goal. Through improved basic health care, food, cleanliness, and immunization programs. Yet, because of its sudden start and rapid spread, AIDS could soon wipe out this progress. By the end of 1988, more than 130,000 cases of AIDS were reported. But, because of under-reporting, there may actually be more than 350,000 cases. Also, at least 5 million persons likely have the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, which causes AIDS. That means as many as 400,000 new cases of AIDS could occur in the next few years, more than doubling the present total. Caring for AIDS patients could seriously stress economic resources, even in richer countries. Preventing one case of AIDS means preventing many future cases. While preventing a case of measles or malaria in Africa would have little effect on its spreading, since those diseases are already common in many countries. Resources devoted to AIDS testing, care and education could also be used to battle other, more known diseases in developing countries. Stopping the spread. AIDS spreads only in limited ways and can be prevented through informed and mature behavior. Encouraging such behavior depends on understanding the different ways AIDS is spread around the world. AIDS spreads in three basic ways. First, through sexual intercourse. Second, through contact with diseased blood. And third, from an HIV mother to her baby. The actual patterns of spreading of the AIDS virus change from culture to culture. Spreading of AIDS in North America, Western Europe, Australia, New Zealand and parts of Latin America occurs most often among homosexual or bisexual men and intravenous IV drug users, most often in city areas. Heterosexual spreading is low, but there is danger that the spread of AIDS from male IV drug users to their female partners could increase the appearance of AIDS in the heterosexual population. In sub-Saharan Africa and Latin America, particularly the Caribbean, most cases occur among heterosexuals, and spreading from mother to child is common. Spreading through homosexual contact and IV drug use almost does not exist. In Eastern Europe, Northern Africa, the Eastern Mediterranean, Asia, and most of the Pacific, fewer cases of AIDS, usually among drug users, have been reported thus far. The WHO estimates that Bangkok, Thailand, IV drug users having the AIDS virus increased from less than 1% in August 1987 to 30% 1 year later. Reaching out. The WHO believes that as AIDS becomes more common, the disease promises to unite the world to a degree never seen before. In just 2 years, the international plan against AIDS has grown from ideas to practice, from speeches to action. The WHO is certain that together we will triumph over AIDS rather than allow the disease and the fears, worries, and prejudices which go with it